waking you up like no one else. Here's Gruber.
All right, yeah, you know, this is ripe for comedy, so, you know, there's just too many easy marks in here. Smart stuff, fun stuff. Like the 2025 Space Modulator. Do you know the Imodium Space Modulator? Hey, you know that one, don't you? Yeah. At long last, the Imodium Space Modulator. I bring this to your attention because, that's Bugs Bunny. I can't do Marvin the Martian as well as I should. I'm going to practice it just for you, all right? But Vice President Pence announcing yesterday that it's time for a Space Force, a sixth branch of the U.S. military, serving the purpose of a Space Force by 2020. Ground control to Major Tom. You know, it's one of those things that obviously is going to get a lot of pushback. Of course, I want you to remember how the left ridiculed Ronald Reagan and the Strategic Defense Initiative, SDI, and they called him Ronnie Reagan. Remember that? And they had pictures of him, you know, and Ronnie Reagan was some sort of a cartoon character and so on. The Iron Dome. The Iron Dome in Israel was born of SDI. Make no mistake. That doesn't get in the way of my Imodium Space Modulator, because I could use one of those. In a speech to the Defense Department, though, Pence said the countries such as Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran are pursuing ways to bring new weapons of war to space itself. As their actions make clear, said Pence, our adversaries have transformed space into a warfighting domain already, and the United States will not shrink from this challenge. Under President Trump's leadership, we will meet it head on, defend our nation, and build a peaceful future here on Earth and in space. Trump said last week that he had ordered the Pentagon to begin the process of creating a Space Force as a new branch of the military. Haven't had a new branch of the military in a very long time, as you well know. And Pence echoing that sentiment, saying the time has come. By the way, the time has come for this new branch of the military. What do you think of that? Drop me a note at stevegruber.com. What do you think about the Space Force? Is it something you like? Is it a little far-fetched? Where are you on this one? I mean, obviously, it's money. And let's be honest, it's not like we've been sitting on our hands here, you know, ignoring space and ignoring the potential threats and so forth. The United States Air Force heretofore has been on the cutting edge of space weapons. You have to defend your satellites because it's your infrastructure, your GPS, your ability to have spy satellites, all of those things that we have been defending those for some period of time and will continue to do so. But it's come to the point where there's too much tonnage involved and we need to have something bigger. That's the point of the president. Do you believe that? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't know. Maybe it can be a branch of the United States Air Force. But they would like to see it as a separate branch, so the space cadets can all get together and play with their Imodium Space Modulator. Yeah, you get it. Or is it kazoo? Oh, that was the Flintstones. You got it. At any rate, we will keep an eye on that. In another fight that I find quite entertaining and quite delightful, Candace Owen and Ben Shapiro have both put money up challenging Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to a debate. Debate capitalism versus your world of socialism, communism, and Marxism. Ben Shapiro threw $10,000 on the table, said he'd put $10,000 into her campaign if she accepted. It, of course, didn't create an acceptance, but rather a Twitter war and a back and forth. Let's see here. Here's what Shapiro wrote. Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, I'm really excited that you've been elevated to the position, and I would love to have a real conversation with you about the issues. You've noted that you think Republicans are afraid to debate you or talk to you or discuss the issues with you. Not only am I eager to discuss the issues with you, I'm willing to offer $10,000 to your campaign today for you to come out on Sunday and be on our Sunday special. We can have an hour-long conversation about all the topics under the sun, really probe your belief system. Shapiro said he'd also debate Ocasio-Cortez for charity. But she came back firing hard, saying that she was not going to be bullied, basically. Here's what she said and tweeted. Just like catcalling, I don't owe a response to unsolicited requests from men with bad intentions. And also like catcalling, for some reason they feel entitled to one. Really? Shapiro responded this way. Discussion and debate, not bad intentions. Slandering someone as a sexist catcaller without reason or evidence does demonstrate cowardice and bad intent, however. And later, Candace Owen, the firebrand, black conservative woman who's gained great notoriety in recent months, said, tell you what, I'll give you $20,000. And you can't call me a sexist or a catcaller. I'll give you $20,000. Come debate me. I can assure you those debates will never happen. Those debates will never occur because that would require Ms. Cortez to be in the public and demonstrate how little she actually knows about mathematics or politics or, well, frankly, America. You're right. Thank you for pointing that out, sir. Yeah, that's right. Or America. Really appreciate that. Here's what I know about America. We're back to work and it's going great. And you can be part of it because the Road to Michigan's Future, paid by hardworking construction workers. If you're ready to roll up your sleeves, get to work, whether it's in the ditches, in the front office, driving a truck, being involved, you can do all of these things by going to stevegruer.com and clicking on the Michigan Construction banner. All sorts of jobs available right now. We need 9,000 new construction workers in heavy construction for infrastructure in Michigan. We need 9,000 this year, 9,000 next year, 9,000 the year after that. We need 9,000 or more workers in Michigan construction year after year. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the michiganconstruction.com banner, and get started today. Find out what might be out there for you. Also, if you're young and you want to get started early, you can get paid while you're getting taught. Good stuff. stevegruber.com. Do it now.